The Wild Swans, bilingual picture book based on a fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen, adapted by Ulrich Renz, illustrated by Mark Robitsky, translated by Ludwig Blom and Pete Saville, read by Gemma Martin. Once upon a time, there were 12 royal children, 11 brothers, and one older sister, Eliza. They lived happily in a beautiful castle. One day, the mother died, and sometime later, the king married again. The new wife, however, was an evil witch. She turned the 11 princes into swans and sent them far away to a distant land beyond the forest. She dressed the girl in rags and smeared an ointment onto her face that turned her so ugly that even her own father no longer recognized her and chased her out of the castle. Eliza ran into the dark forest. Now she was all alone and longed for her missing brothers from the depths of her soul. As the evening came, she made herself a bed of moss under the trees. The next morning, she came to a calm lake and was shocked when she saw her reflection in it. But once she had washed, she was the most beautiful princess under the sun. After many days, Eliza reached the great sea. 11 swan feathers were bobbing on the waves. As the sun set, there was a swooshing noise in the air, and 11 swans landed on the water. Eliza immediately recognized her enchanted brothers. They spoke swan language, and because of this, she could not understand them. During the day, the swans flew away, and at night, the siblings snuggled up together in a cave. One night, Eliza had a strange dream. Her mother told her how she could release her brothers from the spell. She should knit shirts from stinging nettles and throw one over each of the swans. Until then, however, she was not allowed to speak a word, or else her brothers would die. Eliza set to work immediately. Although her hands were burning as if they were on fire, she carried on knitting tirelessly. One day, hunting horns sounded in the distance. A prince came riding along with his entourage, and he soon stood in front of her. As they looked into each other's eyes, they fell in love. The prince lifted Eliza onto his horse and rode to his castle with her. The mighty treasurer was anything but pleased with the arrival of the silent beauty. His own daughter was meant to be the prince's bride. Eliza had not forgotten her brothers. Every evening, she continued working on the shirts. One night, she went out to the cemetery to gather fresh nettles. While doing so, she was secretly watched by the treasurer. As soon as the prince was away on a hunting trip, The treasurer had Eliza thrown into the dungeon. He claimed that she was a witch who met with other witches at night. At dawn, Eliza was fetched by the guards. She was going to be burned to death at the marketplace. No sooner had she arrived there, when suddenly 11 white swans came flying towards her. Eliza quickly threw a shirt over each of them. Shortly thereafter, all her brothers stood before her in human form. Only the smallest, whose shirt had not been quite finished, still had a wing in place of one arm. The siblings' joyous hugging and kissing hadn't yet finished as the prince returned. At last, Eliza could explain everything to him. The prince had the evil treasurer thrown into the dungeon. And after that, the wedding was celebrated for 7 days. And they all lived happily ever after. This picture book has been translated into a multitude of languages and is available as a bilingual edition in all conceivable combinations of these languages. Audiobook versions read by native speakers are available in many languages. You can download them for free using a link provided with the book. More information at www.safer-bilingual.com.